Lord Arrow, if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're standing for the Nominet Board.
Well, I've come from a long IT background. I've been working in IT for many years as software development and mostly databases and all sorts of stuff like that. And then I ended up doing smart card development and electronic purses. And then I also started sitting in the House of Lords much more. I inherited my seat, but then I got elected to stay. I was one of the 90 who was elected. And with the more and more IT things that are coming up in Parliament, I got more and more involved in the Parliamentary Information Technology Committee, and then URIM, the European Information Society Group, and the All Party Internet Group, and a whole lot of things. And so a lot of things started coming up to do with internet content, internet regulation, internet governance, and I got asked if I'd sit on the Nominet Policy Advisory Board as a representative of APIC, the All Party Internet Group. And that alerted me to the fact that Nominet's going through a lot of changes at the moment, and I think that with the experience that I've got of seeing small businesses, medium-sized businesses, dealing with some large businesses, and watching the stresses and strains as things change, I would like to see, and I've very much come from a background of small business, so therefore I don't want to see that small business ethic lost in the growth of Nominet, and as other groups begin to put pressure for changes in the way things are run. And at the same time, I realize you've got to have the right environment for the big businesses to grow as well, because actually they can, without having some big businesses in there, the whole thing won't work either.
So what particular changes are you thinking of that your skills would be useful for?
I think there's going to be a lot around the DRS, the Dispute Resolution Service. Mm. I'm not sure that is happening, operating in the right way at the moment. There seems to be a lot of unhappiness with it. And having seen how Otello works and with Elizabeth France and the Office of the Telecommunications Ombudsman and some other things like that, I think there's room for improvement there. And I think we have to be very careful that it isn't weighted in one direction or the other, and also that it is seen to be totally arm's length. It's seen to be totally independent. There's that. I think there are aspects of internet governance where Nominet may well get asked about directors' responsibilities, conflicts of interest. There's a whole lot of issues around that area where one's got to take a sensible and pragmatic approach at the same time as making sure you do the right thing.
What can you offer that that other board members perhaps will not be able to offer you? Political influence or understanding of international organisations, or what particular skills do you have that the others don't?
I think a bit of it all. Also, I've got a very wide network of people that I know and that know me. I think I'm good at communicating. I think I'm very good at finding the the middle road between things when you've got two extreme positions which are not be able to communicate. Sometimes I've found that I'm able to perhaps suggest a route for a way forwards that may unblock an otherwise impasse. Other thing that I've been good at in the past is where two sides are actually think they're speaking the same language and they're not, and trying to get each side to understand that they're not hearing exactly what the other side's saying.
There was one element of your statement which brought some concern. She said, I will attend as many board meetings as possible, implying that you expect to miss a few board meetings.
No, I don't expect to miss a few, but I probably didn't word that the best way. I just accept that not everyone can be 100%. But it was something that I know someone else had brought up about bad attendance. And so I thought I ought to put in the fact that I do intend to attend every single one.
Okay, terrific. Thank you very much.